This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reportedly out of a hospital, the alleged synagogue mass shooter is to go before a judge this afternoon in Pittsburgh. Robert Bauer is facing 29 charges in connection to the mass shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue Saturday, where 11 people were killed and 6 others were wounded. As some blame politicians, including President Trump, for fueling recent violence and hate crimes, Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway says it's the attacks on the White House that aren't helping to unify the nation, as President Trump has been calling for.
The kind of rhetoric that is said day in and day out about this White House, the people who work here, the president, the vice president, their families, it's got to stop.
Police in Matthews, North Carolina say a student who was shot by a fellow student at a high school this morning is in critical condition, and the shooter's now in custody. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Rapper Kanye West is encouraging black voters to leave the Democratic Party, designing his own line of hats and shirts supporting Blexit, short for Black Exit. It's a campaign that urges African Americans to break away from the political party to, as he says, find freedom over tyranny. West's items launched at the Turning Point USA's Young Black Leadership Summit in Washington over the weekend.
This for you guys. Congratulations.
That's first-year Major League Baseball manager Alex Cora after his Boston Red Sox become the 2018 World Series champions, defeating the L.A. Dodgers 5-1 last night in Game 5. The Dodgers manager, Dave Roberts, spoke about his team.
I can't say enough about our ball club, the fight. Our guys stuck together, stayed the course, and believed in one another, and put ourselves in a chance to win a championship.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Many Republicans are defending themselves against those who are blaming them for a recent spate of violent attacks in America. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
House Speaker Paul Ryan tells CBS's Face the Nation that Republicans must share the blame for America's divisions.
Conservatives, we always thought this was sort of a left-wing Alinsky thing. Unfortunately, the right practices identity politics now as well. Identity politics, which is now being practiced on both sides of the aisle, is unfortunately working. And I think we, as leaders, we got to figure out how do we make inclusive aspirational politics strategically valuable again.
News host Megyn Kelly expected to be released from her contract at NBC soon. An NBC spokesperson saying in a statement over the weekend that, quote, Megyn Kelly today is not returning, going on to say that starting on Monday morning, the 9 a.m. hour was going to be hosted by other Today co-anchors. Just 1 year into her three-year contract with the Comcast-owned NBC, Kelly shocked viewers with an on-air defense of blackface Halloween costumes.
You get in trouble if you are a white person who puts on black. face on Halloween, or a black person who puts on white face on Halloween.
When I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up as like a character.
It's expected NBC will be letting Kelly go, but they have to figure out under what terms she'll be released. A source close to Kelly tells Vanity Fair that she wants to go back to Fox News, where she was an anchor for 13 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll, and thank you for joining in on all the fun and frivolity, but we just take a little bit of amusement there because obviously this is serious stuff, and it requires all hands on deck. This isn't a Republican or Democratic or independent kind of thing. It's a we the people kind of thing. It's an American kind of thing. It's the ideals that were noted in our U.S. Constitution that hold us together, and I hope that will continue to encourage us to fight the good fight on behalf of all freedom-loving Americans. The president of FreedomWorks recently made this statement. He says, since the passage of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, American economy has experienced record success. We're looking at 4% GDP growth and unemployment at some of the lowest levels in history. Without a doubt, this is due to the Republican tax plan. Democrats would rather see Americans dependent upon the federal government than have them open businesses and provide for their families. The American people truly cannot afford to see Democrats in power. Here with us now is Patrick Hedger. Patrick is the director of policy for FreedomWorks. Patrick, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, this is what this all comes down to, does it not? I mean, the Democrats have made it clear, you know, those crumbs that you got from President Trump, Nancy Pelosi et al. Says, we know better. You don't know how to run your lives. You need big government to take care of you. And so those tax breaks you got, eat them up while you can, but they're going to be very, very temporary.
Yeah, that's right. That's certainly the agenda they're running on, which is interesting. And I think it also comes down to the fact they just don't like money going to folks that they don't have strings attached to. Mm-hmm. Lots of Democrats that are now lining up for their eventual 2020 runs are introducing plans that would basically give money back to middle class families, but have strings attached to them and be part of either a tax credit program or, essentially creating a negative tax, which is, giving money to folks that actually don't pay taxes on net. Mm-hmm. And also, giving money to folks that requires them to spend that money on certain products or services that the federal government favors.
Exactly.
That's the wrong way to go about this. That's central mm-hmm. planning. People are more efficient with the money that they earn. And that's how you generate growth. Not through wealth transfers.
You know, Patrick, we often say that the people know what to do with their own money. They're responsible enough. They're grown-up adults. But yet, many people within this citizenry still want to get behind Nancy Pelosi and re-elect her. In fact, they'd be happy for her to have her hand on the gavel, and it just seems like a non sequitur to me. I what is it that they're missing in translation here? I mean, the Republicans are giving you freedom, your money. I mean, your hard-earned money. The government has done so well with it that they continue to use your money to create more debt. I mean, we're $22 trillion and counting here.
Right. I think the ultimate problem, it comes down to the fact that, you know, we talk about, you hear the talking point. Oh, the rich need to pay their fair share. We need to make sure we're taxing the rich, eat the rich, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
That's already happening, and it's still happening under even the tax programs that we put in place under the Tax Cut Act. You have to pay taxes in order to get a tax cut.
Mm-hmm.
And so even after the tax cut, the wealthy in this country are still paying the absolute disproportionate majority of the taxes. I mean, the top 1%. Of taxpayers, I think it's the top 1,500 taxpayers in the United States. 1,500 people pay more taxes than the bottom 50% combined.
Well, this is why this is a false argument that they put out there. We've experimented with disincentivizing people who have the capability of creating great things on our behalf that we all benefit from. They pay taxes as a result of it. It's not like they get a free ride, But the left would want you to believe that, oh, it's unfair. Here they've made all this money. Well, they've made all this money because they've worked hard for it, and they have invested. There's been research. There's lots to the story than just, coming at the end when everything is there and it's counted up and the government to say, like Barack Obama said, hey, you didn't build that by yourself. It wasn't, it wasn't all you.
Right. It's unpopular to say, but a colleague of mine here at FreedomWorks, John Tammany, the director of our Center for Economic mm-hmm. Freedom, has a column out today in Forbes, and basically says, look, there's no growth in middle class tax cuts. And it's good for, middle class families to have more of their money to spend it and the ways they best see fit instead of the government trying to run their lives and tell them they need to spend money on overinflated college or overinflated health care that's already being subsidized by the federal government. But ultimately, the real growth, the real wealth generation comes when wealthy people are able to be investors in businesses.
Exactly.
And that's how you benefit middle class and lower class folks, is when wealthy people are able to take risks and invest in upstarts and different businesses and ventures that revolutionize our economy and generate wealth that is more efficiently distributed because it is through wealth generation, not wealth transfer.
Exactly.
Zero sum thinking of Washington that is really what hurts our growth.
Well, and all this tribalism and this division that the Democrats whip up have played into their hand. I mean, this is all, whether you want to talk about Saul Alinsky or other economists along that line that promote, this way of thinking, it is antithetical to our U.S. Constitution. It's antithetical to the freedoms that we have fought for and have enjoyed all these years. The fact that people right now are opening up businesses at record levels, to me, is very exciting. I got to tell you, Patrick, because I think, for the human spirit, we know that people are happiest when they're producing. And, we get the government out of the way and get the boot of the government off their throats, and look what happens. I mean, we're reaching GDP numbers that our former president and his operatives and all the other brain trusts that thought like him said that, those days are gone by, that America would never realize a 3 or 4%. Thought that maybe Donald Trump had a Harry Potter wand in his pocket that he could wave and change things around. But, it's interesting now what they say. Barack Obama wants credit for this economy.
Yeah, I can't give him credit for this economy, and I'm not going to give all of the credit to the tax bill itself And we can't say that Donald Trump did wave a magic wand within 2 years in terms of the specific policies that are creating growth. Yes, there's some growth numbers from the tax cuts and things like that. It's heading in the right direction. But I think the most important thing that this president has brought to the table is a level of trust and certainty, because mm-hmm. he's instituting and he's standing for policies about reducing regulation and reducing taxes and not putting additional burdens on businesses. Businesses are looking out 10, 20 years in the future, and they need to be able to plan with long-term certainty, and that's what this president gives them.
Well, an excellent point here, Patrick, is that no doubt, you know, deregulation has had a positive effect as much as you might say, you know, tax reform. It has all contributed. And that's what you try to do with this stuff. I mean, if you're going to engineer stuff, engineer it in such a way to where we minimize the negatives and promote the positives, I always say. Patrick Hedger is with us. We've got more from the Freedom Works Director of Policy right after this. Stay with us.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving. Just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
You know, I'm telling you, I'm still amazed. You know, every day I read, whenever I read parts of the Constitution, as you know, several times a year, I say set some time aside to re-engage the Constitution. And, you know, it is amazing about that document. As often as you read it and you go, gosh, I've read this so many times, and there's something always new that seems to come up. It just seems that it enlightens you at a time when it's most essential. It's, I find that to be consistent also with the Word of God. But the Constitution, again, I'm grateful for our founding fathers, what they have given us in terms of a, you know, a platform, a foundation in which for us that we can pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that is available because of what they set up for us. With us right now, the FreedomWorks Director of Policy, Patrick Hedger, continues. Patrick, I understand that you just closed comment on Friday regarding, regarding the EPA and the reducing fuel economy standards. Explain to our audience, where we are with that.
So the EPA and the National Highway Transportation Safety Authority have issued a proposal that just closed, the comment period just closed on it on Friday. We were generally supportive of this proposal because it reduces the CAFE standards, which are corporate average fuel economy standards for automobiles in the United States. And what the Obama administration had done was ratchet up those standards very aggressively to the point that within a few short years, the average fuel economy of all cars sold by a given manufacturer in the United States would be somewhere near 55 miles per gallon. And while these things sound great on paper, ultimately with any sort of central planning or government mandates, there's all sorts of unintended consequences. One of the big ones of this is not only does it make cars more expensive, but it makes them less safe. There's plenty of research out there and research that the government has finally started to acknowledge under the Trump administration that the lighter vehicles with weaker materials that are being made to meet these aggressive CAFE standards are less safe when they get into accidents. And then on the other side of that sword is the fact that newer cars are more expensive. And so folks are staying in their older cars with less safety features longer. So it's just kind of a perfect storm for increasing, unfortunately, automobile deaths in the United States, somewhere in the neighborhood of in excess of 2,000 to 4,000 deaths per year, directly attributable to these vehicles being made to meet aggressive CAFE standards. So what the Trump administration has done is proposed to basically freeze the CAFE standards, the average fuel economy that a car produced in the United States has to reach at 2020 levels for the next 5 years.
So what does that put it at? Like about 35 mile per hour per gallon of gas in that range? Is that what it does?
Yeah, I think the standard for 2020 is somewhere the high 30s. I don't have the specific number right in front of me, but it's certainly a lot less aggressive than the numbers that they were scheduled to hit under the Obama administration's policy. And this also allows Americans to continue to buy the cars that they actually want to buy, which are these bigger, generally heavier and safer vehicles.
Well, you know, why would people, we didn't hear a lot of ruckus about, you know, the compromise of safety with these, economy standards that the Obama administration had thrust upon the people here. I asked that question, and maybe it's more rhetorical than anything else, because as we know, the double standard of the left is, and of course, this is all the issue of, you know, climate and controlling and all this sort of thing. And I think we certainly have come a long way. I think the EPA and what they've done over the years, I remember as a kid, you know, growing up, Patrick, in Southern California, and we'd play, when we play outside of our area, which was on the coast in Ventura County, and we'd have to go inland. I mean, we'd have to bring a canister of oxygen in order to play a baseball game. That's how bad it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly there, regulation has helped to mitigate problems like that from the specific pollutants that are listed under the Clean Air Act. But what the Clean Air Act did was also grant something known as the California waiver. And this is something that the Trump administration is also addressing in this rulemaking, and revoking California's waiver, because where California got a Clean Air Act waiver to be more aggressive in terms of those pollutants you're talking about that created smog, under the Obama administration, California was given the authority to also regulate greenhouse gas emissions. Now, greenhouse gas emissions, you know, regardless of whatever side of the climate change debate you're on, do not cause localized problems. Greenhouse gas emissions, if we accept the theory of climate change, create global problems. So there's no reason for California to regulate them differently than the rest of the country. And that, by giving California that power, they were able to really aggressively drive up. They were given essentially an equal seat at the table as the national EPA to determine fuel economy standards going forward. So by getting rid of California's waiver, and ultimately this all comes down to not the pollutants that you're talking about that create smog, but CO2 emissions from cars. And so this is about basically not allowing California to dictate those standards nationwide.
So up to this point, California has been able to dictate nationally?
Yes. So the California waiver allows for California to set its own standards for air pollutants. And because the EPA declared CO2 an air pollutant under the Clean Air Act under the Obama administration, that gave California the authority to regulate above and beyond the federal level CO2. And states can either choose California's standard under the Clean Air Act or the federal standard. And so several blue states have chosen California's standards, and about 35% of the U.S. auto market right now is underneath California's standards that are exclusively set by the California Air Resources Board. And this basically gave California ultimate veto authority over national EPA standards, because they could say, well, if we don't accept the national EPA fuel efficiency standards, we're simply going to pull out, and that would force automakers to build to the higher of the two standards.
Mm-hmm. So, this has just been a tough thing for auto manufacturers to deal with these two rails, has it not?
Oh, certainly. And this all was actually negotiated at the time of the automobile bailout.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the automakers, and certainly we're no fans of the auto bailouts, but the automakers and were looking to get those bailouts and basically had to agree to the terms of the of this deal with California. And we're under a lot of pressure by both California and the federal government. Frankly, the federal government at the time was very much so in line with the political leanings of the California legislator and Air Resources Board. So, in effect, for the last two cycles of determining vehicle fuel efficiency standards, California has had an equal seat at the table as the national EPA and the automakers.
Unbelievable. So where do we go from here now?
So the Trump administration has closed comments, so they're going to take and weigh the feedback that we've put in, and we thank our activists out there that helped us submit several thousand comments in support of this proposal. They will weigh the comments, and then they will issue a final proposed rule, I would say probably by the end of the year, maybe early next year, to set the fuel economy standards going forward. We've asked them to actually reduce them further because not just the safety impact, but by making cars more affordable, folks will buy the newer, more efficient cars,
exactly.
And ultimately, instead of having very efficient cars that sit on a dealer's lot, we'll have more efficient cars that are actually out on the road.
Out on the road, exactly, and doing the good job that we've already seen them do already. I mean, you consider in the last couple of decades, it's remarkable what innovation and how the automotive industry has responded to this. And I'd say in partnership with the EPA, it's like anything, it's trying to maintain that balance that makes it win-win, and that you don't run into a lot of unintended consequences, because that is the case of a big bureaucracy, is it not?
Oh, that's exactly right. You know, it's unfortunately the road to poverty and misery is paved with good intentions. So it's not about intentions, it's about outcome.
Absolutely. Patrick Hedger, he's FreedomWorks Director of Policy. Patrick, appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your Veterans Tip of the Day. You served your country, you made a difference, but your country needs you to fight one more time. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Next month may be one of the most important midterm elections in our lifetime. You, along with all Americans, are going to be asked if you want America to go forward or backwards. Encourage your fellow vets and friends to vote. The country you save may be your own. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
With the recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reportedly out of a hospital, the alleged synagogue mass shooter is to go before a judge this afternoon in Pittsburgh. Robert Bauer is facing 29 charges in connection to the mass shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue Saturday, where 11 people were killed and 6 others were wounded. As some blame politicians, including President Trump, for fueling recent violence and hate crimes, Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway says it's the attacks on the White House that aren't helping to unify the nation, as President Trump has been calling for.
The kind of rhetoric that is said day in and day out about this White House, the people who work here, the president, the vice president, their families, it's got to stop.
Police in Matthews, North Carolina say a student who was shot by a fellow student at a high school this morning is in critical condition, and the shooter's now in custody. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you are faithful and true. Nobody loves me.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Frederick Rick Martini joins us and has a personal story, I'll tell you, that is it is quite heartening, let me tell you. He's the author of Betrayed, Secrecy, Lies, and Consequences. The book explores the World War II history of the 168 Allied airmen captured and held at Buchenwald concentration camp, and then follows the journey home of the 81 American veterans, researched and written over 7 years. The book stems from a very personal space, as I mentioned, because Rick's father was one of the airmen at Buchenwald. Rick, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, thank you, Bill. I'm just fine.
I know that this story is about your dad, but let's go back and consider the genesis prior to the 7 years where you actually said, I've got to do some research. I've got to check this out. What was it about this story that would not let you go?
Well, right from when I was a kid, I knew that there was a story about my dad and the war that I wasn't supposed to ask any questions about. That was rule number one at home, was don't ask your dad about the war.
Let me say this, Rick. That was a general attitude. I mean, my dad was a World War II vet. I shared this with the audience earlier. He was a medic in the European theater with General Patton. And this has been, you know, I don't know, maybe the shock and horror of it all. I'm not sure how to explain it, but that was the general attitude and the experience of the next generation following up, is that, you know, we didn't hear about what Dad went through.
No, it was little things that kind of squeaked out. I would go and try to listen in when he was talking to one of his buddies, and then a few times he would tell a story when he saw something that really struck him.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I had to read between the lines a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm. So as your family is growing, Dad, you know, occasionally drops these nuggets into your head, and you're thinking, there's something there to ponder on, and you start connecting the dots eventually, right?
Yes, and as I learn more about what he'd gone through, just the general sequence of events through his time in the European theater, I thought, boy, that's a story that should be told.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until things had quieted down in my life that I could really focus on it. And the genesis for it was, that booted me along, was really finding boxes of paperwork among my mother's effects when I was mm-hmm. moving her into assisted living.
Right.
And that really got me going, because it told me that my father's story didn't really end after the war.
Mm-hmm.
That there was a whole other story for these guys after the war.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to dig into that.
So as you're going through your mother's personal effects, I assume that some of these are letters that your mom and dad exchanged?
There were letters. They had kept the things that my dad wrote from the European theater before he was shot down.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of letters from family members sent to my dad that came back, returned to sender, but mm-hmm. they kept them too. The large part of the files consisted of correspondence with the Veterans Administration mm-hmm. and the War Claims Commission and other government agencies after my father had come back into the U.S.
And that's the other part of the story. I mean, we have him, first of all, going in to serve the country. He is shot down and ends up at Buchenwald with 168 other airmen, right, and allies.
Correct.
So 168 total, including your father. And if that's not enough, then he comes out and he's got to deal with our own government.
Yeah, in a sense, he was betrayed twice, once to the Gestapo and once on his return. Basically, he went through Buchenwald and then Stalag Luft 3 and then Stalag 7A, was forced labor, came home, and was told that none of it had happened, that he hadn't been at Buchenwald.
Why was that? Why was he told that?
All of the Buchenwald records and the records of these airmen were classified, and that classification persisted for over 40 years.
Wow.
So when the VA contacted the Army to ask for verification of what my father was telling him, the Army said, "Oh, we don't have any information on that." They treated my father and the other returning airmen, Buchenwald airmen, as some kind of, they never really could be sure whether they were delusional or if they were trying to work the VA for benefits that they weren't entitled to, but they definitely did not believe that these guys had been in Buchenwald and subjected to the horrors that they were exposed to while they were there.
Exactly. Wow. And so here they're kind of left in a no man's zone, and nobody's running interference for them or anything. They're just on their own and just allowing this rewrite of history to play out. And as far as the government was concerned, no harm, no foul. But yet to your father and his family, this just had to be excruciatingly painful for him, realizing that he had put his life on the line, everything, for liberty, for our country. And in a sense, the country's abandoning him.
And it was very, very frustrating. And he went through right up until he died. He was still filing appeals with the VA and trying to get some congressional recognition of the fact that the Buchenwald airmen existed and that they'd been through what they said they'd been through.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that working with the KLB Club, which was an association that became established in the mid-1980s, once the first bits of declassified material were released, and the surviving airmen began to network.
Mm-hmm. Rich, does it make you wonder if this is one of many stories in the Naked City that are similar to what your dad experienced?
I think there are a number of them. I mean, certainly for the, there were some POWs of the Japanese who mm-hmm. were experimented on and whose experiences were also denied for many years by the government. And it was the contrast and the decision making that led me to look at what was going on in the background. Why?
Exactly. Well, let's pick it up from there. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Rick Martini, his very personal story, Betrayed, on Bill Martinez Live.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your veterans tip of the day. You served your country. You made a difference, but your country needs you to fight one more time. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Next month may be one of the most important midterm elections in our lifetime. You, along with all Americans, are going to be asked if you want America to go forward or backwards. Encourage your fellow vets and friends to vote. The country you save may be your own. This has been Dan Perkins with your veterans tip of the day.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A place for mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Only for your glory, my hands reach. Up with you to hold me, my soul sings. Further you are holy, my feet there. Cheer me up, every beat is calling on your name.
Bill Martinez Live.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, what more could you want? Some just want to control it all, which, you know, the whole basis and foundation of our U.S. Constitution is self-responsibility and self-rule. If you go to control that, you're antithetical to it. This is why I am really shocked that some politicians, and of course the mainstream media is not doing us a whole lot of favors, is that, to be bastions of liberty, to be the guardians of liberty, you know, are they asking the tough questions of these politicians of, you know, what is it that your ideas are you adding or taking away from the concept and the precepts of liberty? Those questions seem to go unasked, and many Americans are duped into thinking that maybe socialism is the way to go, which is quite scary because it just speaks volumes in terms of the lack of understanding and intellectual honesty about what socialism is all about. I mean, you tell me anywhere in the history of mankind where socialism has worked. Here we have a great system in capitalism that is proving itself every day. And every time we get a government and a force that, promotes it and allows it to breathe and allows for capitalism and the free market system to work, it goes quite well. But when it's social engineered and manipulated, then you get what we've been getting, and to the point to where some would think, falsely, that capitalism is a thing of the past. It is too corrupt
and other things that open the door to cause people to consider, well, maybe socialism is the way to go. Our conversation with Rick Martini continues. His book really, you know, is this. I got to tell you, in some regards, I feel like I'm on hallowed ground because this is about Rick's dad. It's a very personal story, betrayed, secrecy, lies, and consequences. The story of 168 Allied airmen captured and held at Buchenwald concentration camp, and of the 81 American veterans who returned home only to have the U.S. government deny that they've ever been there. Can you imagine? I mean, you've gone to hell and back. You've been in a concentration camp there in Germany, and they said, well, you know, you're invalidated. I mean, this is what's going on in our country right now, the spirit of invalidation. So all their work, what they contributed to the war effort, and what they had to suffer there in the concentration camp, it's like it didn't happen. The denial based on alternative facts had a profound effect, as you can imagine, on the lives of men who had first been betrayed to the Germans and then betrayed by their own government that they had suffered to defend. Betrayed begins in the Tumult Battle in June of 1944. It focuses on the wartime and post-war experiences of two men in particular. As I mentioned, one is Rick's dad, Frederick C. Martini, an aerial gunner on a B-17. The other is Werner von Braun, the Nazi rocket engineer. Fred was one of the Buchenwald airmen, and Buchenwald concentration camp was where Werner von Braun obtained the slave labor needed to build the V-2 rockets. Let's pick it up from there, if you would, Rick. You know, that this story that you write is this parallel. You've got your dad, and then you've got Werner von Braun. Break that down for us.
Well, I wanted to contrast the state of the Buchenwald airmen who were abused overseas and came home and struggled with Werner von Braun, who was a national hero for the Nazi regime and received two Iron Crosses, and then came to the U.S. and became a national hero. And the only way that worked was by the complete suppression and misrepresentation of his activities during the war. And in the process of protecting the information about his background, all of the records pertaining to Buchenwald, Mittelbau Dora, and the Mittelworks, which was the assembly plant for the V-2s. All of that information was buried, basically. None of the records went to the Buchenwald war crimes trial prosecutors. And when the Dora war crimes trial occurred, all of the records of the trial were classified. So I selected von Braun because he was the clearest example of complete revisionist history. And that revision continues to the present time. So it was one of my goals to bring that out.
And this revision to protect Werner, who subsequently is employed by the U.S. Army, his records buried, as you say, his Nazi past concealed as part of Project Paperclip, as they called it, you know, affects 81 airmen, U.S. citizens. And in order to protect Werner, the lives of 81 American citizens, defenders of our republic and our liberties, is buried.
And it also affected all of the allied, the airmen who were from Canada, Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, because all of their records were given to the United States because the U.S. government was in charge of the Buchenwald war crimes trial.
Right.
So all of that information got vacuumed up.
So now, 40 years later, Project Paperclip is declassified, and this information is coming out. I mean, you know, this was 7 years of research for you, probably 7 years in a lifetime when you think about it. You know, these anecdotal stories you're picking up from your father, you know, as you drill deep into this and you get full commitment to, you know, bring out the truth here. I mean, this had to be incredible. Of course, it was especially helpful when Project Paperclip was declassified, right?
Yes, that helped, and then being able to get into the archives through a network of contacts and access information in the British archives and the U.S. archives, the French archives, a little bit from the German archives. So it was piecing things together.
Yeah, how were you able to do that?
Translated.
How were you able to source all this information?
It was slow.
Bad.
I went back to the National Archives in Maryland and photographed documents, and then I engaged the services of archivists who would go in a couple days a week and photograph documents. And I gradually accumulated probably 160,000 pages of documents. And all they would do would be click, 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 photograph them, and then send them to me as digital files. And then I would sort them and file them and figure out what they all meant. The only times I had to engage a translators was when I was dealing with captured German records and the records from the rocket research facility in Peenemünde, or things from the Middle Works.
Yeah. Rick, were you amazed at the profundity of the documents? I mean, you're talking thousands of documents to rewrite this history. Wow, this is, you know, this was quite a governmental feat to hide this all away, was it not?
It was. And it just, it astounds me that as far as the official record is concerned, things haven't really been changed. If you go to the NASA site and look at their history of Wernher von Braun, it is every bit as fabricated as it was in 1950.
Wow.
When he was working for the Army. And there still has not been an acknowledgement by the U.S. government that the Buchenwald airmen went through what they went through.
Exactly.
And there have been three resolutions entered in Congress in 1993, 1995, 1997. The ones in 93 and 97 passed the House and were killed by the Senate Judiciary Committee for unknown reasons. And that was with the support of the Veterans of Foreign Wars and the American Legion. And there were surviving Buchenwald airmen involved in getting these things introduced. There were congressional representatives supporting them, but they didn't make it through. And at the same time, Congress was able to commemorate the achievements of country music and advances of the astronauts. But these guys, and there's no money involved. There's nothing. It's just
exactly
the thing.
Well, Rick, we got to leave it there. Betrayed, secrecy, lies, and consequences. Rick Martini on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
I'm David Hall.